Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Heat. You're going to hear a lot about that today. You have a Code Orange Air Quality Alert Day, and that means that people with respiratory issues should really stay indoors. Take it easy if you can. Keep inside and find air conditioning. And that's when it's code red, that's for everybody. But particularly today, just the heat and the ground level ozone is an issue for a lot of people. 92 are forecasted high. After months of discussion, it's official. Paramount Global has agreed to merge with Skydance Media. Why is that important here? Well, first, CBS News senior business and tech correspondent Jolene Kent.
Skydance and its investors will spend more than $8 billion in a complex deal to acquire Sherry Redstone's family-run National Amusements, which holds the controlling stake in Paramount, the parent company of CBS News. The merger does allow for a 45-day go-shop period, which keeps the door open for a superior bid. However, Sherry Redstone said in an email to employees late Sunday that she expects the deal to be completed in the first half of next year, pending regulatory approval. Jolene Kent, CBS News, Los Angeles.
And that includes CBS Television.
That used to be the company that we were a part of back in the day.
I mean, they've gone through so many renditions since being owned by Westinghouse Electric.
That goes back to 1995, 96, right?
Right. You probably have had as many Steeler quarterbacks since Terry Bradshaw than you've had in renditions of what CBS Television has been.
Viacom, right?
Right.
Infinity.
There was actually a CEO named Michael Jordan, not to be confused with the great basketball player who was the CEO at one point. And now, what does this mean? We hear on the QT locally that they're going to have to make cuts across the company to put themselves into a better financial position than they have been. Over 6,500 Samsung electronics workers have begun a three-day strike in South Korea. What does that mean to us? It means that if you have Samsung electronics, there may be, at some point, a shortage down the road if a strike is needed of Samsung products. And in the meantime, I want to check in with the president of the Brothers Brother Foundation, Ozzy Samad, who's with us now. Ozzy, good morning. Hello, Ozzy. Ozzy, are you there? For some reason, we're having a hard time checking in with Ozzy. Ozzy, can you hear us? In the meantime, Ozzy, do we got you?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you. Sorry.
Okay, there we go.
Speaking of modern electronics, right?
Indeed.
So I'm seeing this hurricane, and I'm thinking, you know, anytime there's an issue around the world, it seems like Brothers Brother Foundation is able to help in some way, shape, or form. Please explain what exactly Brothers Brother Foundation does and why it's so important here in Pittsburgh.
Larry, first of all, thank you so much for having us on. Brothers Brother works in four different areas, which is healthcare, infrastructure, disaster response, and education. And disaster response is, you know, what we're primarily known for. And right now, we're following Hurricane Beryl as it hits you know, the coast in Texas. And, you know, historically, we have helped respond to disasters wherever it might be, you know, whether it's around the world, in our own backyard, here in Pittsburgh. So right now we are following the hurricane and evaluating how it is that we can help people who are affected by it.
And with that in mind, where are you looking in its path back where in the Caribbean?
Back in the Caribbean, Jamaica is one area that, you know, we have partners that are based there. And, you know, all through some of the islands, I mean, even Mexico, perhaps. So right now we are evaluating what the needs are and what it is that we can do.
And one of the things I think people may not know, because they hear Brothers Brother Foundation in reference to a lot of big international events, is, as you mentioned, healthcare and helping the underserved in our community too, right?
Yeah, Larry, one of the things that, you know, became really obvious to us is the healthcare disparities in literally our own backyard. You know, we're on the north side of Pittsburgh, and you don't have to go too far and you find people who are homeless, who have no access to healthcare. And even apart from that, you know, people who are housed who may not be able to get to medical facilities to get their health care. So, you know, something that we focused on is the mobile clinic program. And we're working with, you know, both the major healthcare providers and providing them with mobile clinics so they can go out to underserved communities. You know, we have one that does a diabetes screening along with vision screening, provides free glasses. The other one has gone out to schools and has also is going out to see the elderly. You know, oftentimes they can't get out to see their providers. So we're working with both healthcare systems, providing mobile clinics to them.
And next Monday, you have one of your fundraisers, an annual event. This is in the form of a golf tournament, right?
It is. You know, we're very fortunate that people, through their generosity, have you know, helped us establish what's supposed to become an annual event for us. It's the Golf Classic. And the money that we raise through the golf event goes to help, goes to address healthcare and educational needs in our own community. So that really is in the Pittsburgh community. And as I was mentioning, you know, the mobile clinic program being one of them. The other is working with schools where students need supplies and so on and so forth. Another one that we recently did was working with some of the nurses in this area to try to get them exposed to, you know, various things that are going on in terms of helping expectant mothers and so on. So, you know, there's a wide variety in terms of the impact, but the golf classic is to raise money for these responses that we have locally.
Is it too late for someone to jump on board for next Monday at Fox Chapel?
No, not at all, Larry. You know, if they have an interest, I would encourage them just to call our office or just email Casey Helton, who is our staff member who's handling the golf classic at khelton@brothersbrother.org. That's khelton@brothersbrother.org. We would love for them to join. And Larry, one of the other aspects, you know, I don't play golf, for instance. If they do want to help our local program, if they go to our website under the donate button, there's a mobile clinic program. They can directly donate to that also. And 100% of what they give will go to establishing another mobile clinic. We're working on an audiology one right now. You know, hearing is a major issue, especially amongst the elderly. I think I've mentioned this on air previously. My own mom has, you know, hearing issues, and she's a physician, and it took a long time for her to recognize this. So the impact of hearing loss is tremendous, especially in our elderly community, and that's something that we're working on right now as we speak.
Appreciate the work you do each and every day, Ozzy. Thank you. Keep it up.
No, thank you so much, Larry. We look forward to having you at the event.
You got it. Ozzy Samad, president of the Brothers Brother Foundation, please take a look at the great work they do here and how you can help. Pirates play here today, 12:35, a rare Monday early day game. Disappointing game yesterday. We had hoped, after coming from behind, to take the lead top of the ninth. Aroldis Chapman, 40 pitches, and gave up the lead and the win.
Roller coaster ride for fans, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you thought, okay, they're coming back, and you have a chance to win the series now. They have a chance just to tie the four-game series today. And then after the game, Pirates manager Derek Shelton in the clubhouse.
We start talking about going to the All-Star game and it being really important. I feel very strongly that we have multiple people that should be going that are not going. And that's unfortunate. But on the flip side of that, we are going to celebrate the people that are going because it's really important. So the first person we have going is going for the second time. And he should get a bottle of bourbon, but I'll give him a bottle of champagne, Brian Reynolds.
You know, good start so far. Just keep grinding. We'll, you know, get to where we want to get to.
And for his first time, Paul Skeens.
Cool. And I'm just grateful for all you guys. Since the first day I've been here, I've been a part of the team, so couldn't have done it without you guys.
Yeah, the rookie, Paul Skeens, after just 10 appearances as a Pirates pitcher. And joining us is Johnny Baseball, John Parrotto, who I love to catch up with. He knows more about baseball than he's forgotten more than I've ever known. John, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
Pretty exciting because for Paul Skeens, a lot of people said, well, he hasn't been in the league long enough, but he's made MLB All-Star history, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. The few starts of any player who's ever been picked to an All-Star game, and really unprecedented. You know, it's not even been quite 2 full months since he made his major league debut. He didn't come up from the minor leagues until May 11th. And to go from, you know, from that into the All-Star game in that short a period of time is really, really amazing. I mean, I know he's very talented and there were very high expectations of him, but I really don't think even the most optimistic person thought that he would end up in the All-Star game by only pitching 10 times, but that's how good he has been.
John, do I have it right that Skeens has more strikeouts than any?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Pitcher in baseball or the National League?
Since he came up, yes. Overall, no, because he had a six, you know, he was behind 6 weeks before he came up. But since he's come up in that span since May 11th, yes, he has the most strikeouts. And something else I find interesting is he's the first pitcher in baseball history to have at least 7 strikeouts in 9 of his first 10 career starts, which is covers a long, long time. You're talking about 130, 140-year span.
So for fans that don't know, how is the All-Star team selected?
Well, it's a couple of different levels. First, the fans vote on the position players, the designated hitter and the 9 players or the 8 players on the field beside the pitcher. Then the players have a vote, and they vote for the pitchers and then also the position players as well for the reserve position players. And that leaves usually around 6 spots for the Major League Baseball on each league's team to pick their own players. And a lot of times, a lot of those spots go to teams that haven't had anybody elected, because Major League Baseball has a rule in which every team has to have a player represented at the All-Star game. And that usually only leaves a couple of spots, and that was one of 2 in the National League, and Major League Baseball decided to take Paul Skenes because of the fact that he has been extraordinarily good in his first 10 starts. And I also think, from a public relations standpoint, you have one of your brightest young stars in the game. Why not take him to the showcase where you want all your best players in the game to be in Arlington, Texas here a week from tomorrow?
What are the chances we're going to see Skenes pitch?
You know, that's interesting. He's probably a pitch, somewhere on probably in Milwaukee on Thursday would be my guess, or maybe Friday in Chicago against the White Sox. Which would give him time, he'd be on pretty much normal rest to pitch an inning on Tuesday. And usually anymore, they don't let the pitchers go more than an inning in an All-Star game. So, it seems to line up pretty well that he would be, available to pitch like he normally would during the regular season. So I would think if he's there, there's a good chance that he would pitch. I know some people have said maybe he'll be the starter. That might be a little aspirational that he'd start the game, but certainly I think he would be in line to at least pitch in relief in that game.
Well, pretty exciting for certainly Paul Skenes and his fan base, which apparently is pretty huge. They sold out Friday night, and the fans were paid off. Paul Skenes pitched well again, and they had 7 home runs, 2 grand slams. So they need a little more of that action to help the pitching they're getting, and we'll see what happens post All-Star. But they're hanging in there, but they need to win, they not lose games like they lost yesterday.
Exactly. That was a tough loss. You know, they battled, this is scoreless for 7 innings, and then the Mets get a run, then the Pirates battle back, get a big hit from Nick Gonzalez, go ahead 2-1, and at the bottom of the 8th inning, it looked like, wow, this is going to be a really good win for the Pirates. And then Aroldis Chapman just struggled to put hitters away in the 9th inning and ended up throwing 40 pitches, and the Mets scored twice and won 3-2. So a real tough loss, and it seems like every time the Pirates get some momentum this year, like you mentioned, a big win Friday night, they win 14-2. They hit all the home runs. All the fans got bucket hats, which I don't know what more you could want.
John, we appreciate it, as always.
And then they lose 2 in a row.
I know.
So, oh, well.
That was a heartbreaker yesterday. All right, Matt, thank you so much. Always appreciate your input.
My pleasure, Larry. Thanks for having me.
John Parada. Johnny Baseball.
Love him.
Baseball Now. Yeah, he's forgotten more about baseball than I'll ever know, even though he's 5-time All-Star, second baseman. Every Monday at this time, we check in with Brian Caranta, brought to you by Secure Money Advisors. Love the financial tips we get every week. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Larry. How are you today?
I'm good, except we're going to talk about taxes and
retirement. I know.
But that's okay, because you have to think about taxes. It's a subject everyone dreads, but it's especially important to understand how they work in retirement, because everything matters. So tell us how withdrawals from retirement accounts can impact someone's tax situation.
Yeah, absolutely, Larry. One of the key things retirees need to be aware of is that withdrawals from retirement accounts can significantly affect how much you owe in taxes each year. For instance, once you hit age 73, you're required to start taking minimum distributions from your traditional IRAs, 401k accounts, and this is known as the required minimum distribution. You'll also hear advisors refer to it as the RMD. Now, this RMD is not a choice. You have to take it. You're forced to take this distribution. And if you don't do any planning prior to this age of 73 and your IRA accounts or 401k accounts have continued to accumulate into a high balance, there's going to be a significant amount of money under this required minimum distribution that needs to come out. Could cause you to pay more money on your Social Security, cause you to have the cost of your Medicare go up. So these are all things you got to keep in mind as you go into retirement.
Yeah, so you're saying RMDs can push you into a higher tax bracket too, right?
Yeah, exactly. If you're not careful, these withdrawals can bump you up into a higher tax bracket, leading to a larger tax bill. And that's why it's crucial to plan your withdrawals strategically. And these are, even withdrawals that you're taking prior to the RMD age, if you're like most of our clients where they are not receiving pensions from their employers, the majority of our clients have to start taking withdrawals out of their retirement accounts when they retire to get the additional income they need. And those withdrawals will have the same impact on taxation in retirement.
So what about deductions? Do retirees have fewer deductions?
Yes, for sure. I mean, many retirees find that they have fewer deductions once they've paid off their mortgage. And of course, their children are grown. They no longer have dependents. So this can further increase their taxable income.
So knowing which accounts are taxable and which aren't is absolutely essential. So can you break that down for us?
Yeah, sure. So it's important to distinguish between taxable and non-taxable accounts. So for example, withdrawals from traditional 401ks, IRAs are typically taxed at ordinary income. However, Roth IRAs are different, right? Their withdrawals are generally tax-free if you've met the requirements. And portions of your Social Security benefits can also be taxable. up to 85% of your Social Security can be taxable, as a matter of fact. And other investments like annuities and capital gains, they have all their own tax rules. So it starts to become pretty complicated.
Yeah, that's a lot to keep track of. So what strategies can retirees use to manage their tax burden?
Yeah, I love that question, Larry. So there's several strategies that retirees can use to manage their taxes effectively. Diversifying your retirement accounts can help, such as having a mix of traditional and Roth accounts. Remember, traditional accounts mean that when money comes out, you got to pay taxes. Roth means that any money that comes out is tax-free. So considering a Roth conversion might also be beneficial, as it can reduce future taxable income. This is when we're moving traditional IRA money or traditional 401k money, and we're saying we're going to pay the taxes on it now, and we're going to convert it, and then we're going to continue to grow it, but we're going to grow it in a Roth account, and we're going to grow it tax-free for the future.
My advice, not that anyone wants it, is to sit down with you and work through all this stuff and navigate the complexities of taxes and retirement. RightTrackPittsburgh.com with Brian Caranta. Brian, thank you, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, Larry, have a great week. We'll see you again next week. Thank you.
Download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go, AUDACY, and reach out anytime with Instant Access. Just a click away. You can email us at instantaccess@kdkradio.com. Coming up right after the news at the top of the hour, we will talk to the late Bobby Grier's son, Rob. And this is the first time he's had a chance to talk about his dad. And you've heard Tamara Rush talking about the late Bobby Grier, who was truly somebody who in 1956 broke the color barrier at the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. And served our country, went on to become a captain in the Air Force, and of course his University of Pittsburgh time. And Paul, to the university's credit, there have been a number of athletes and a number of other students in other fields that have broken through the color barrier over the years, and university should be applauded for that too.
I have been enjoying the read, the book called Haven't They Suffered Enough, written about Beano Cook's life. He basically shared his life story with the author. And I'm in that section of the book right now where they're moving their way through these racial problems. And I'm about to read the part about the Sugar Bowl, just by coincidence. It's probably this week I'll come across it.
Yeah, there was actually talk about the making a feature film about Bobby Grier, and I'll be curious, and we'll ask his son, Rob, about that and more coming up right after the news.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy the rinse change.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.